I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Wednesday Israel will make its own decisions and the state of Israel will do everything necessary to defend itself after coming under attack by a volley of Iranian missiles. Reuters' Zachary Goldman.
Western countries pleading for restraint have dispatched their top diplomats to Jerusalem. German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock said Berlin stood in full solidarity with Israel, but warned the region must not, quote, step by step slide into a situation with a totally unpredictable outcome. Following the attack, Iran's foreign minister warned Israel against reprisals, saying, quote, it will definitely face a decisive and harsh response. Washington says it is planning to impose new sanctions targeting Iran's missile and drone programs in coming days and expects its allies will follow suit. EU leaders are due to discuss sanctions at a summit in Brussels, and sanctions are also on the agenda at G7 talks in Italy.
AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports on an envoy that says the U.S. is determined to monitor North Korean nukes.
In Seoul, top envoy Linda Thomas Greenfield has told a press briefing the U.S. will work inside and outside the U.N. to keep North Korea from illegal activities.
The point here is that we cannot allow the work that the panel of experts were doing to lapse. We have to continue to keep eyes on and reporting on the illegal activities of the DPRK and efforts to break the sanctions that have been put in place.
The ambassador added she does not expect Russia and China to change their stance and cooperate with other members of the UN Security Council to hold Pyongyang accountable for their efforts to break sanctions. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Local officials say three